Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 4-1-4 hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app and catch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Thanks to Greg Scalzo for joining us there. Brad Nortman is trying to do some psychological evals of the stories Greg just told. If you missed any of our show, listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And we have the pleasure of starting the 414 Hour 4 with Jason Wilde. Jason, welcome into Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
What a treat it is to talk with you guys. Sorry for missing Strofe's calls, but my phone never rang. I just saw I had 3 missed calls from him, so I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. I don't even have Cellcom like many people are struggling with up in this area.
You didn't need to hit him like that. What were you doing that one for, Strofe? It's okay. We're happy to have you. We did not get to this, but we did have a conversation about Jordan Love and the way the first 2 years, I think, have equipped him to have all the tools to have a successful third year as a quarterback. And obviously, health is important, but I did love how you talked about there are ways to be elite when you are not fully healthy. But who do you believe needs to have a better year for the Packers to be successful, or does it not matter? Jaden Reed or Matthew Golden?
Oh, I don't think it matters just as long as one of them plays well. And you know, my point on Love, which I would agree with you, by the way, that his first 2 years as a starter have given him what he needs to be successful in year three. Like, if you look at, by the way, the results from the conference track meet will be available shortly. What I like about him is that, and the girls hear me talk about this all the time, about adversity. Like, he's faced some, right? I mean, he's played through injury. He played very poorly during the first half of his first year as a starter. So all those things are part of the growth process. And so I feel like those things have prepared him to kind of make that jump that we're all either expecting or saying that he has to make in order to be the guy that everybody kind of crowned him as after that second half of the 2023 season. So I agree with you that he's equipped for it, but I don't think it matters who's productive. I think it just matters that some of those receivers are productive. I'm still going to ride or die with my guy Dontavian Wicks. I still think he's going to be a breakout player for them this year.
I think everyone hopes you're right, by the way, because if that happens and you've seen what you can get out of the 800 yards and back to that seasons with Jaden Reed and the excitement of having a first round pick at the wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. And Dontavian Wicks is an emerging guy. It's all good news for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And yesterday we talked about the importance of the Packers winning the NFC North. And Ben pulled the stat that, you know, since 1970, only 6 teams have been the wild card and won a Super Bowl. So checklist for this year being winning the NFC North. But I think one of the big ways to do that is for Jordan Love needs to be the best quarterback in the NFC North. There's really no more excuses. Year three, 27 years old, and the person that has been, Jared Goff, loses the offensive mind in Ben Johnson as he goes to the Bears. Is it unfair for me to declare that basically, Jordan Love, it's time, no more excuses, you got to be the best quarterback in the division? Is that fair for me to ask of him, Jason?
Yeah, I don't think that's unfair. What are you going to call me, Jaden, too? I would say it's not unfair. It's not unfair to even expect that. I do think that I would be cautious about underestimating Jared Goff, right? We tend to do that. It seems to be our default setting is to underestimate him. You know, he does lose Ben Johnson. I think there's every reason to wonder if it's going to take that offense a while to kind of find its footing when it doesn't have, you know, a guy who was a really, really good offensive coordinator. And we're going to see whether he's not a really, really good head coach. But as of now, like that feels like a pretty significant net loss for the Lions. So I would also say on the flip side that they have not one but two very productive, good running backs, and I think Gibbs is really impressive. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they lean more on their running game without Ben Johnson as the coordinator as they kind of figure things out. So, but no, to your point, look, if you're, and this is fair and unfair at the same time, if that's possible, $55 million a year is kind of the cost of doing business at quarterback, but at the same time, the expectations still come with that. And he has met those expectations at times, and at times he has fallen short of those. And this year, he's going to have games where he falls short of those expectations, but they need to be much further and farther between.
On the Twitter poll today at KBN ESPN, who will have a better season in 2025, Jordan Love or Jared Goff? Jordan Love's getting 73% of the vote. So I do find it fascinating. You bring up a good point. The default is to underestimate Jared Goff.
Do you have a friend in Detroit that can put the same poll out?
I was thinking, I like when we co-collab with ESPN 1000 to make it a little more fair.
Right. Like, had you asked Jordan Love or Caleb Williams, and it was equally distributed by the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter handle and the ESPN 1000 one, I'm guessing that Jordan Love would probably lose, because I think they, I don't know what their follower numbers are, but my point is that I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in your poll there, buddy.
Fair enough.
Jason, I saw you wrote something talking about the Packers offensive line. Correct me if I'm wrong. It looks like they're going to have a competition for the tackle position, the right guard position, and the right tackle position. Am I missing something that Zach Tom isn't a shoe-in and for sure extension guy for the Packers?
Yeah. I mean, you and me both are missing that, apparently, because, yes, Adam Stenovich flat out said it last week. He named the three positions that are competitions, and it was left tackle, right guard, and right tackle. And he said it twice, so it's not like he misspoke. Zach Tom finished third in the right tackle voting for All Pro. Penei Sewell from the Lions was first. Lane Johnson from the Eagles was second. And Zach Tom was third, which is pretty good, right? He had his highest grades for overall, for pass blocking, and for run blocking of his career from Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus had him as the best right tackle in the league. So he was, in their opinion, in their grading system, they gave him that number one spot. And yet the Packers, again, said, well, great. You're going to have to compete for your job. Now, we talked about this with Brian Bulaga again today, because it's been a, for me anyway, kind of a mystifying development. But, you know, he said, well, maybe they're trying to light a fire under him. You know, Zach Tom doesn't strike me as a guy who needs a fire lit under him. And even if he had like an easygoing personality that you wondered about that, dude's in a contract year. Like, no one is unmotivated in a contract year. Not even Eddie Lacy was unmotivated, and Eddie Lacy didn't love football. So I find it perplexing that they feel that way about him. I mean, I thought like you did, Kyle. I thought he was, quite frankly, doing well, and was going to get a long-term extension. And instead, you know, he's going to have to prove himself in this season. And then maybe get I thought he was a guy who was going to get a contract extension like in late July, early August, like that they were going to have a deal done for him before the season started. And maybe that'll still be the case, but that is not the way Steno presented it to us at all.
Yeah, I just find it very interesting because you just talked about how high he has performed. So I find it interesting that they haven't just crowned him and allowed him to continue to grow and thrive by letting him know, like, hey, you are our guy, and I'll keep getting better.
I did.
Right, and you can't say that's okay. So you can't say, well, everybody's got to compete, because he didn't say left guard, where they just gave Aaron Banks a $77 million contract. And he didn't say center, where Elton Jenkins is moving. I mean, they have Jacob Monk.
I didn't hear him say tackle last year. We knew going in Zach Tom was going to be the starter last year. I don't recall this being a conversation last year either. It was more of Rasheed Walker and Jordan Morgan competing for the left tackle
job. Right. And Rasheed Walker cooked him. Like, he never was even challenged. And maybe that'll be the case again, right? We start OTAs on Tuesday. I'm hoping that the first one right away will be open so we can talk to some of these guys, because Zach Tom is one of the people I want to talk to. Like, you know, I don't want to be, oh, he shouldn't have to compete. He's, you know, he doesn't deserve this. I don't mean it that way. We all have to compete, right? We all have to push ourselves in whatever job we do, not to get complacent and lazy and ineffective. And so we're all, to varying degrees, driven, but we all want to do a good job. I don't need, you know, someone talking about, well, we might replace the Wilde and Wilde and Tausch for me to try to do my best. And I don't think NFL players are wired that way either. And I think if we're being honest, and this is my issue with it, if it's possible to have one, is that somewhere there is a fine line between everybody's got to compete to keep their job and, hey, we want to make sure our guys, our studs, our cornerstones know that they're appreciated and respected. I mean, we all want to be appreciated in our jobs. And I just don't know if presenting this in the manner that this was, and obviously they think, because this wasn't just some sort of misstatement, but if this is how they feel about Zach Tom, I wouldn't feel super appreciated. And I'd be motivated to earn myself some big-time money with a really good season, but maybe I'm motivated to earn it from somewhere else, right? And maybe the Packers, we saw it with John Runyon, and now we got three more guys that are in the final year of their deals. Maybe they just view the offensive line as a revolving door, and we'll just keep bringing them in, and then when they finish off 4 years, then we let them leave, right, Josh? Josh Myers started like 50 games for these guys.
Yeah, he did.
And we can debate how good he was. We can certainly look at the contract he got in free agency, which is a backup contract. So I'm not arguing that he got treated poorly. I'm just saying that's another instance of, hey, we got a guy for 4 years. He's not a first-round pick. We're going to play him for as long as we play him, and then we'll just find somebody else who'll be, you know, roughly the same commensurate talent level.
Jason Willey joins us here on Kyle, Bruce, and Nortman. And Jason, lastly, before we let you go, with the Lions week one and the back half of the schedule loaded with those divisional games, it's important for a lot of reasons week one. We've talked about that. Do you think there will be a different approach, or are you just as intrigued to see what Matt LaFleur's approach is in the preseason games and how much joint practices matter, or do you think much will change at all, if any?
Well, I know he's changing his approach in terms of he's going to let them out a week early from the off-season program, because training camp with the dates, I mean, we're looking at like a July 22nd, 23rd-ish start or report date, which is early. Like that, you know, usually it's July 27th, 28th. I think last year they started early too because they played on the 6th. So both, but that was because they were obviously in Brazil.
Yeah.
So I think he'll probably use that as opposed to being in Ireland. So I think he'll probably use that as a guide in terms of the timing of how he wants to approach, you know, tapering down before the season starts. But at the same time, like, you got to get ready. And training camp is the only time that it's a semi-real deal. So they, you know, they got to be in pads. They got to hit. They got to do all those things. They can't be sitting there going, oh, we got two games in 5 days to start the season. We have to really take it light in training camp, because if they do that and they're not ready out of the chute with those two teams, they could be 0-2 with two losses at home and have put themselves behind a big time eight ball.
Well, Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to the track results. Surprised you're not at golf coaching today, but you're a man of many talents.
She's got a match tomorrow, so I'll be there wandering the course, giving her bad advice. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Willey. Listen to Jason weekdays 9 to noon across these very stations on Wilde and Tausch. And it's time now for Brad to tell us what smart people do.
Oh, smart people. They will go to Bank 5-9 for all of their banking needs. That's just because Bank 5-9, their mission statement is make lives better. I mean, what other bank do you know that is making lives better as their primary mission statement? Of course, their customers feel the reception of that, because Bank 5-9 can improve any level of your financial need. Checking, saving, CDs, mortgages, loans, whatever it is, Bank 5-9 can take care of you and take care of whatever touches and investments, take care of your financial life, making your life better. Not only that, they spend thousands, hear that, thousands of hours volunteering in the community and giving even more thousands and more than that into the community, because that's just what they do. They're making the lives better of Southeastern Wisconsin, their customers and employees, and I want them to make your life better. That's because Bank 5-9 is doing everything they can to be the true local community bank that you can rely on, that you can trust, that you know has been through it all, because 1859. That's when the bank started, and that's where Bank 5-9 comes from. 1859, if you've been around for that long, you know you're doing something right. So if you're looking for a true local community bank, then see my friends at Bank 5-9 and check them out online at bank59.com, member FDIC.
Jordan Love is throwing out the first pitch on Memorial Day at AmFam Field. Would you leave your tailgate early to watch Jordan Love throw out the first pitch? And I got a wrinkle in there, too. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin-Nortman.
The comments were so mean, but they also were kind of funny.
Wait, I didn't see the comments.
They said popcorn back in middle school must have been tough.
Please don't ping me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, I am here to tell you that that pain that you're experiencing, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, arthritis, chronic tendonitis, or an injury, whatever it is, you don't have to live with it any longer. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in non-surgical relief. You probably experience everything that can find a way to make those joints feel better so you can live a more active life, the life that you want to live. But if you haven't gone to QC Kinetics, then you haven't done it all. I mean, the it's going to prevent you from being able to live the life you want to live and do the things you want to enjoy, especially as summer is right along the way. And when you go to QC Kinetics for your free, that's right, your free consultation, it's going to be so informative. It's going to be so personalized. I was there 2 days ago. They're going to put an ultrasound to that area where there's pain. They're going to put it on an iPad so you can see exactly what's going on. They're going to give you a personalized plan to treatment. And guess what? If they determine that, you know what, maybe our services won't help you, they're going to tell you. That's because they are here for you. Honestly, when people show up and go there, it's like most people, 75% say, let's start today. I don't even want to wait any longer. Let's start right now. That's because QC Kinetics has helped over 50,000 satisfied patients get their life back and get rid of that joint pain for the long term. So you owe it to yourself to go in there and get your free consultation and see what QC Kinetics has for you on your personalized path to a pain-free life. Give them a call today and get that free consultation. 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Kyle Brustin-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Psych, we're with you, 94.5 ESPN, or if you're streaming on the ESPN Wisconsin app, on YouTube as well, ESPN Milwaukee. And speaking of fun things to do over Memorial Day weekend, I'm excited to bring my daughter to a Brewers game.
Oh, wow.
First one?
No, she was at one last year, but, you know, she was just a baby. You know, like.
Gonna put earmuffs on?
Yeah, she's got her cute little earmuffs.
So,
their
baseball stadium's too loud for kids? I don't know.
It can be if it's an electric moment.
And Memorial Day should be a pop-in Brewers game.
Yeah.
I think the weather's supposed to get a little bit better moving forward as well.
Can she eat some brats?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. She's eating brats now. I mean, she's a real Wisconsin.
We're reaching the spot where I can make the dinner for us, and she will eat the dinner that we're making.
Oh, that must be nice.
Like tonight, chicken and salmon.
Oh, she can eat salmon.
Oh, really good.
She loves salmon.
I never ate salmon as a child.
Well, and this is why it's great.
How do you know that?
Because
as like 5, 4, 6, I didn't eat salmon at that age.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't grow up eating fish, so I think this is
because you're allergic.
I'm not. I've learned that. I'll even eat like a couple like slices of salmon just to kind of keep growing the palate. Now, my point here is Jordan Love is throwing out the first pitch at American Family Field on Memorial Day. And it's a big tailgating day. And I want to know if you would leave your tailgate to go watch Jordan Love throw out the first pitch. Because I'm a hell no to the no, no, no.
Yeah, I'm an absolutely not. I am going to make sure that I soak in that tailgate as much as I possibly can. Because think about it. If you're there, I mean, what time? This is Memorial Day, right? So it's probably like a
1:10.
I mean, you're not going to get there. You're telling me you're going to make sure that you cut off your tailgate probably 12:30 to make sure you get through the lines, you get to your seats. You see Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love. But you know what? That Brewer tailgate in the parking lot with the other Brewer faithful, carbless in your hand. I mean, a warm brat. I mean, you can't beat that under
warm
a beautiful
brat. I want
a
hot brat.
Hot brat. Hot brat.
I want it fresh off the grill.
But yeah, I mean, Jordan Love, I love it. You throw a strike, represent the Green Bay Packers, but that's not enough to get me in the stadium earlier than I want to be.
Real quick, Kyle. Quick answer because I got a follow up for y'all.
No. No. I'm not.
You in the Packer backer?
I love Love, but not that much.
I think he is one of maybe four people in the world I don't know personally that I would go in early for.
Oh, wow.
Because think about it.
Giannis, Jordan Love, and who are the other two? Or did you throw that number out of thin air?
Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
That's odd.
How about John Cena?
Dua Lipa. Oh, John Cena's a good one.
Why Dua Lipa?
I played the fifth on that one.
Oh, what?
Strope would be front row. Throw me the ball.
Kiss me.
That is so weird. You find somebody attractive. So
of
you want
Kyle
to
Bruston Nortman, would you leave your tailgate to go watch throughout the first
all three of you? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would 100%.
I would go for all of you.
I wouldn't go for Kyle.
What?
I wouldn't go for Brad.
Say what?
Yeah! But I sure as hell am going to see that unathletic ass throw
right,
first pitch out.
Oh my God. Well, we knew this day would come. I was actually thinking about it earlier today. Milwaukee Brewers, think it's time to make it happen. Everybody in the world thinks I'm the most unathletic human being, the most unathletic Wisconsinite. I think it's time we prove them wrong together. Me, mound, AmFam Field, this season, honorary first pitch to prove there are still such things as a true underdog story.
This ain't like rookie of the year, dude.
What would be the requirements for us to walk away and say, you know what, Strofe has more athletic ability than we thought? Throw a strike?
Perfect strike.
No, a strike.
Okay, perfect strike.
It would be luck.
Yeah!
Would be the Pato?
He does a spinorama.
What would be the Potawatomi odds for Strofe to throw a perfect
plus
strike?
Plus 1,000?
Yeah, it would have to be so...
Minus 1,500 as a ball?
How do we make this happen?
It's got to happen. I've been trying
to get the first pitch. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. So, Steve Scafidi and Kristen Bribe from Point Taken on 620 WTMJ. I found out, because I went to the game on Saturday, and I see that they are throwing out the first pitch.
Well, just Kristen. You were clearly paying attention.
Oh, I thought Steve went too. Just
He was out there, but he didn't throw it.
How do they have the hookup?
That's what I said. I wanted to snap on Craig.
620
today.
WTMJ is the longtime flagship of
I
the Milwaukee
Brewers. I don't give
Brewer.
A dang. I've been asking.
We're a sister
this
station. We're the step-headed red
I know.
Child.
I've been asking Craig for what'd years to throw the first pitch. What do you call it? The step-headed red sister?
Step-headed red child.
Red-headed stepchild. It's like when my dad led a prayer once. He says, everyone bow your eyes and close your heads.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was probably the worst dinner you had.
No, he was preaching. Oh.
Get a new pass.
No, it was like a guest thing, like in the 90s or something. I don't know. I wasn't alive for it. I just hear stories about it.
Yeah. But no, I'm not going to see Jordan Love throw the first pitch.
AJ would go watch Strofe throw a two-bouncer to the catcher.
Come on. We got to make it happen. Who do we – have our people call air people.
Would you go on the mound? Or would you go like kind
of
halfway?
No, he's got to go on the mound.
Of course I'm going on the mound.
Well, actually – there's knowing no your athletic way. Ability, we should probably put you on the grass.
Going on the mound.
That's for the big boys.
It is for the big boys.
They're not tall enough to ride
the bumper. I'm a big boy.
It's like bumper
hear
bowling.
Yourself? Do you hear yourself?
I want to be a real boy.
Yeah, I felt your biceps today. You're not a real boy.
Yeah, I'm talking to HR about that one.
Oh, please don't. On a good Memorial Day weekend.
You know, you guys are so annoying the way you throw around HR.
Oh, the guy. Yeah. Why are you so scared of HR?
No, I'm not.
Every time we talk about HR, you say, I'm going too far.
It is like the tattletale, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's a little bit.
Some things are meant to stay.
You guys were there. Did you see him awkwardly touching me?
Yeah, did he ask permission to touch you?
No, he just started feeling up my bicep.
When you say that on the air, that sounds like
his bicep. His bicep.
No, I took it from him.
His bicep.
Took that arm. I wanted him to touch my biceps. I've been working hard. I will have you guys grab my biceps as well.
Why do you need to touch his biceps in order for him
to
ask
feel
him
good
to touch
about
yours?
His progress?
Bro, when I
really. So you just need to compare your arms to Strofe's arms?
Yeah, that's
I was sitting next to you. You didn't ask me?
If you, yeah, I mean, you're different. You work out every day.
Yeah.
I worked out for a week to get ready for a trip. This guy, he needs to work a week of working out
is going to get you ready for the Vegas pool?
My bicep feels very good. Brad?
But it doesn't matter if it feels good. It probably looks the exact same. Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strove.
Chris
I'm
just...
flexing. Flex.
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Feel my biceps.
What you mean? You ain't got...
Feel those biceps.
Hold on. Chris just called in with a decent point that's much more...
Okay.
Who's got better biceps?
Okay, Okay, before we get to Chris...
Get out the tape measure while you're at it, boys.
I would say... So Kyle's arms are bigger, but Ben's are tighter. Mm-hmm. Like more firm.
Yeah, I got more meat on my bone.
Yeah.
We know that, Mr. Bogo.
I got bigger biceps.
That was pretty good, guys.
Thank you, Brad.
What did Chris say on the sports desk?
You guys want to...
That was weird.
You guys want to break up the tape measure next?
Yeah, we can.
That's what you're doing in there.
What'd you say?
Really entertaining
radio,
guys.
You're the shortest of us all. What are you talking about?
But Strove, those biceps were non-existent. I grabbed them. I said, what in the world? I didn't know to make people like this.
Make people like this.
Didn't know.
Who did we need to get to again?
Chris?
Where's Chris?
What's happening, Strove?
Where's Chris?
Chris hung up. He said it'd be more appealing if I ran in the sausage race instead.
That's true.
You'd trip and fall.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be very entertaining.
I guess we wouldn't know who it was, so it wouldn't embarrass us.
Mm. We'd have a good view of it. Am I right, Kyle?
We would have a very good view of it, and you can have a better view if you're working with Universal Windows Direct. I'm telling y'all, listen, KBN Nation, I've been telling y'all this right now, and if you're thinking about it, you're having these conversations about getting some new windows, why keep waiting? Just make the decision. I want you to do this right now. Pick up your phone, unlock your screen, and then what I want you to do is I want you to dial 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or open up your little app so you can go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com, or here's even something shorter, UWD.com, for you to start your journey to get your free in-home estimate with Universal Windows Direct. Now, when you make that call, you go to UWD.com, what you'll find out is this. You'll find out right now they have a great sale going on where you can get 50% off your windows. Yes, half off your windows. There's never been a better time to upgrade your beautiful home with your beautiful energy efficient windows for half the cost. But peep this as well. If you go to UWD.com for a limited time, you'll get no interest and no payments for 12 months. That's a whole year to enjoy your new windows before you pay a single cent. So I'm telling y'all this right now. Why wait? Do it now. Get the free in-home consultation by visiting UWD.com. Let's celebrate this May with comfort, curb appeal, and serious savings with Universal Windows Direct. And KBN Nation, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
A good text message on the personal talking text line. Don't let Strove start in the majors. He's got to start at a high school or in the minor leagues.
Yeah. Mm.
Got to work your way up, Strove.
Forget high school. Little league.
Okay, Timmy, here you go.
Actually, yeah, he should go to an eighth grade baseball practice and see if he can even pitch better than those guys.
He won't be. Mm. No, he won't be.
Brian Balaga scheduled to appear at 4:45. We got more for you next here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN. Mm.
Do you wash your shins in the shower? We shower from hair to kneecap. The rest can drip down our legs to our feet.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it does work that way.
What does the poll say?
34% don't wash their shins.
That is shockingly low. KBN Nation, you're better than that.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a lot of disgusting human beings on this planet.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you are looking for a new banking home, don't look much further because I have a solution for you. It is Citizens Bank, y'all. And what I love about Citizens Bank, I told y'all about how easy it was to use the app. Well, I used the app just 2 days ago. I had to ask a question, so I asked their online assistant. They got back to me. I asked like at 10 o'clock at night. They got back to me early in the morning and took care of everything for me. See, that's exactly what you should be looking for in a bank, and that is exactly what you will get with Citizens Bank, because at Citizens Bank, they want you to focus on being smarter with your money, but also they want you to understand that they are a local bank that get you and they care about helping people in the community. So if you can relate, check out Citizens Bank today by visiting citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. There's nothing better than banking local with Citizens Bank. So visit them today at citizensbankwi.bank. You won't regret it. Something I
Per Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's not on the books, but our guy Luis chimes in, minus 2,000, the ball doesn't reach the plate.
Ooh.
That hurts.
That is if Alex Stroh ever gets the opportunity to embarrass himself doing another athletic feat.
Homer, you ever throw out a first pitch before?
No, but you... They're saying you can't make it to home plate?
Well, they're reflecting on the video that went viral.
I understand.
Yeah. Apparently.
I'll bet whatever you want, you'll make it to home plate. Homer, God, I've really? Never done it. What I wanted to do if I did it was to throw the ball over the backstop. I wanted to do like something so epically horrible that then everybody
I think people would just be mad at you for that, though. I don't know. Fine. That it would That's be like, okay. Oh, that was so cool. It'd be like, oh,
I
he's being a jerk.
I couldn't figure out why to do it, you know.
Stroh, have you ever thrown a baseball before? I'm assuming yes.
Homer, seriously, this is the respect I get.
When's the last time you've thrown a baseball? Honestly.
These are fair questions based on
They are not fair questions.
When's the last time you threw
I think I played a game of catch.
Did you see his combine?
Yeah, he can't run, but that's different than throwing
a
ball.
If we asked him, when's the last time you ran, you would say, that's a ridiculous question. But then you saw him run.
I know, but all he's got to do is make home
plate. It sounds logical, right? It sounds logical.
Let's do it tomorrow. I'll bet whatever you guys want to bet. I'll take you on head on, whatever you want.
He would panic and keep the ball in his hand, and the next thing he's throwing right into the ground.
He will make front of get it to home plate.
This is in front of a crowd, so there's also, like, we can't just go out
to the local
park.
Adrenaline's pumping. It's going to be even easier.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going
to probably control. Homer, I got to tell you what.
Is anybody betting? Did any of them take me up on the bet?
When's the last time you threw a baseball?
We'll do it tomorrow.
Last year.
We'll do it tomorrow. Where?
At the AmFam.
Let me see.
You think they'll let me throw out the first pitch tomorrow?
Well, no, it isn't. They're on the road, but they don't have to be the first pitch to throw it from the mound and get to home plate.
If we're going to do it, we've got to do it real.
Oh, now he's setting a standard.
Yeah, right.
See, there he goes. Always. Let me see your throw motion, Stroh.
I'm not doing that for you.
Yeah. Come on, get the camera on.
Hold on. You really think he can't throw from the mound to home plate?
We need to see a windup, Homer. We didn't see him run before he did the three-cone combine. We got to see what his windup is.
Here we
go. You're in the stretch?
Oh, gosh.
Why are we in the stretch? I want a windup.
He's for sure bouncing it. Oh,
just
now he's
the spit.
Oh, okay. I don't know where
his
that's going.
His right foot.
Whatever you want to bet right now, put down your wagers.
His right foot planted behind his left foot after he threw it.
I actually don't think it was as bad as I thought it would be.
It wasn't as bad, but his body didn't work together the same way his body didn't work when it was
Remember,
running.
Remember, he grew up in
foot,
an era.
His right foot.
That's bouncing.
Foot didn't go forward.
He throwing it like
I'll split the money with you. Remember, he grew up in an era in which the line was, you throw like a girl.
You know, there's girls that throw better than
now,
you.
Now they do, but not then.
That was actually.
Oh no, he's sad.
I'm watching the replay.
Yeah, watch your leg.
Oh,
watch
no.
your foot. It was very bad.
Watch the spit take right there. Yeah. That's so good.
He didn't even lift his right leg.
I couldn't lift my leg.
Bring
your money. Talk is cheap.
Are we saying that
I'll take up to a $100 wager from each of
Let's
the three.
Go.
My wager would be that the catcher
and
doesn't.
And you get half. And
the catcher
you have no risk whatsoever.
The catcher
now, you work a deal with them on private. We're working out the finances here. All right. Sorry. I'll shut up.
I think Brad has a good point. Before the finances, I need to know what
the
I
rules
think you're going to say is the catcher
and
can't
I would say the catcher
move.
Can't get out of his stance. He has to stay in his stance. Yeah,
now
I gotta throw a strike.
If we say you're gonna roll it there, you could just like overshoot purposely and you
throw
win
it
the bet.
Into the
I'm
second
gonna throw
row.
It through yeah, him at 87 miles an hour.
That's the point here. We're trying to make sure the guy can actually do something.
This would be so good. An over under on the speed of the pitch and location.
Under 40. Under 40.
It'd be over 50, but I don't know if it'd be over 60.
There's no way.
Yo, you ain't going over 50 and getting into the catcher.
He said 60.
Just want to let you know, my money's gone. The bet is off. Well, now we're deciding how fast he has to throw it.
I think
he's
catcher
delusional.
Staying
said
in his
50. We didn't
fair.
Say 60.
He's delusional. He's out. I'm going to get to 60.
So, in high school, I went to a school that had a very good baseball team, Denmark. They had four Division I pitchers.
What was it like keeping score?
I was the PA announcer. Good joke.
Close enough.
during fall ball, they were screwed off because their head coach couldn't coach, and he was a hard ass. He won like six state championships. So they said, Stroh, We need an extra guy. We'll let you pitch the first inning.
Oh, no.
No.
How long did that last?
Guess who was there in the stands that night? The head coach. So I go out, I take the mound. First pitch, four balls, one strike. Guy took a strike from me. So he walks to first base. Second batter, I throw about a 45-mile-an-hour meatball right up the middle. Triple to the fence, I get pulled.
No. You gotta hit face three batters now in the MLB.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't pull him that quick. He's got to get bombed again.
Poor Strofe. Strofe.
And somehow this guy hit a three-quarter court basketball shot.
As a junior on JV.
I was a sophomore on JV. I didn't play my junior year.
Oh, I wonder why you got cut.
Yeah.
Didn't get cut.
Strofe, they didn't have players to be able to cut people. You know?
Strofe, you in the athletic realm is literally something of legend. I mean, literally.
You're a living legend of unathletic ability.
You played on the soccer team because you lost a bet.
I don't care if we've got to go to Beloit. I don't care if we've got to go to Lake Country. I don't care if we're doing it in downtown Milwaukee. I got to throw a first pitch soon.
You mean just a pitch?
a first pitch.
No. I think we need to start in the backyard.
No.
No, you say you want to do the Doc Hounds game in Oconomowoc, and you're saying...
We got to make a rule,
though.
We got to make a rule.
What's the rule?
You can't throw a single baseball until the first pitch.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Go cold.
Gotta go cold
turkey.
Well,
can we warm up if I'm out on the field?
No.
Homer?
No.
Help me out here.
No warm-ups.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
See, he's
so the very,
I'll listen to Homer.
The very next baseball you're going to throw is a first pitch out at any of those games. Yeah, we just agreed on.
Yeah,
I thought the warm-ups was when he gets up there on the mound. You just got to throw it there.
No, we're talking about they said I couldn't throw a baseball until that
moment.
From
this moment until that moment.
I'm still okay. Bet's back on for that.
Sure.
Okay, but you're still on my team.
Yeah.
And we're still splitting the money.
Homer is
They don't have the guts to bet. They just
right, I'll talk no show. I'll bark, no bite.
Do it again, Homer.
Brian Belaga, a lot of bite next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap, but I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that, dude's getting audited now.
Yeah.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably knew.
Time for Brian Belaga before the Homer Hour on Kyle Brustin Nortman, the former Packer, joins us right now. What's going on, Brian?
Not much. How we doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well, to quote Kyle Wallace.
Very well. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, Brian. Any suggestions or tips? Yeah.
Suggestion or tips?
For what I should do in Vegas.
Speaking of tips, hang on, Brian. How much money do you think he has in his wallet heading to Vegas?
Ooh, you guys are going to embarrass me.
Heading to Vegas, I would say, I don't know. $2,000?
$2,000, Brian. Brian, I'm just a local radio host. I played NFL.
I'm sorry.
He sees your chains.
I wasn't speaking for myself.
How much would you bring, Brian?
Yeah.
I don't spend, I'm not a big gambler. Like, I don't like gambling. Like, I'm just not, that's not my thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's, if I go to Vegas, I like to play golf and then, dinner. Maybe, a couple shows, maybe some type of nightlife activity, and then repeat. I'll do a little gambling. Like, I'll do it like $300-$400. Once I lose it, I'm done. Or if I win that much back, I'm out. I'm done.
Self-disciplined, right there.
Yeah, I'm self-disciplined too, Brian. So I bought $3.
$3? Okay, come on. Give me a break.
He's not. He's not joking though, Brian. He has $1, $2, $3 bills in his wallet. No plans to get more money.
My flight leaves tonight. Is a wrap. This is what I get. I got what I got.
Your flight's delayed. This is a sign.
This is a sign.
Your flight's delayed.
Yes.
You're the driver.
Yeah.
Maybe want to tell your chauffeur that.
How long is it delayed by?
Only 45 minutes.
Oh, it's kind of
time to go to the ATM.
Yeah. So what are you going to do in Vegas?
So I'm glad that you asked. So you don't know me that well, but we met. So I'm a guy who likes to party. So I'm going to a pool party tomorrow. Mm, bottle nice. Service was very, very expensive. I was shocked. One bottle cost $600. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm going to be poolside listening to Waka Flocka Flame. And then, Brian, there's this wonderful restaurant called Treasures Las Vegas. Now, I did not know.
Known for its restaurant.
It's known for its food, but it's also known for its entertainment as well. I did not know that when I was told I was going, but it's a 2-for-1.
He thought he was going to steakhouse, and it was called what?
Treasures Las Vegas. And I guess I get more than steak. I get treasures.
Well, I hope you enjoy that. I mean,
I hope you find your treasure.
The group is actually calling me right now.
I do say the pool parties this time of year, you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Pool parties are good.
I agree, Brian, but it seems like they prepaid for one bottle, and how many guys are going to be there?
So we're going to do some pregame before we get there, because I'm only paying for the one bottle. The minimum is $700, and plus taxes are $1,000. So for me, I got about $225 on it. After that, fellas, that's all I need. Y'all do anything else, that's on you.
How many guys are sharing that one bottle?
Six.
So you each get two drinks, roughly.
Probably.
Strong drinks, but
we're using this bottle as a flex.
Yeah.
That's gonna go quick, man.
If I was 5 to 10 years younger, like I would probably do more because I'm trying to flex for women. I am a taken man. I ain't sharing. Can I get some? Hell no. Get your nasty hands off my body.
Nasty.
Same for you. You better go over there to somebody else.
It's gonna be like 120 degrees. You're gonna go through that bottle quick.
It's gonna be,
and then you're gonna ask for a bottle of water, and those are $10 a piece. I mean, it's just cash.
Maybe I do
only
need to go
cash.
To the ATM.
You got to.
I'll be struggling.
$3 whole.
I'm gonna have a whole bunch of IOUs out there.
You don't want that.
You don't want those out there.
You don't want that.
The Vegas IOUs.
Brian. I can't believe this is happening. Who do you think has to have a better year, Golden or Reed, for the overall success of the team?
I think Reed. I think Reed needs to have a bigger year. I think Golden is going to start. I mean, I could be dead wrong, but I think Golden's going to start a little bit slower than Reed. I mean, obviously, he's a rookie. He's going to have to get a feel for what the NFL is like. I mean, that's how all rookies kind of have to get adapted to the speed of the game and everything like that. But I think Reed obviously knows everything about it. He knows this offense. He knows what to expect. Week one is obviously Detroit. He knows everything about Detroit.
Good or bad thing that it's Detroit from a, like, you get thrown in the fire quicker. So do you learn quicker?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing because you're going against one of the best teams right off the get. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing from you're playing a division opponent right away and it's a big game, but it's you can look at it in the other way. If you win that game, it's a big deal, right? Like you get yourself a division win right off the get and you're playing one of the better teams, so you get to figure out a lot about your football team right away. And for these young guys, they get to feel pressure in a big game right away, right? You're not playing some bad team right off the get. You're feeling pressure immediately and what that feels like right off the jump. So I still think he's going to be probably, I mean, you know, who's going to be wide receiver one? I don't know that, but if he's not, he's going to be like 1A or 1B. And I think he needs to have a big year. I really do.
Brian, with Detroit week one, and then on a short week, you have Washington. Would you like to see Matt LaFleur change up anything about training camp or preseason in order to make sure the guys are ready for that hot, hot start?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe in preseason, you know, maybe get the guys a little bit more action in preseason one and preseason two, and obviously sit in preseason three. Don't do that. But I don't know what their joint practice schedule looks like yet. I don't know if that's
Carolina
been
and the Colts.
No.
Seattle and the Colts.
Seattle and the Colts.
So they're doing the joint practice. So I mean, I still would get him on the field and do something in a live environment and just let them kind of get those nerves out, because I do find some positives in getting nerves out on the field and getting in the huddle in front of fans and in a stadium. I think there's some positive things to get from that.
Well, Brian, look forward to more insight and look forward to hearing if Kyle goes to the ATM when he gets back next
can't
week.
I can't wait to hear about this trip.
It's going to be interesting.
Can't wait to live it up.
Everything with Kyle is interesting, as well as everything is interesting for the next hour. It's the Homer Hour with Brian Bilaga and Homer in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.